Tonight on SmackDown Live AfterBuzz TV After Show, Miz and Daniel Bryan still hate each other, NXT continues their attacks, and what the hell is a sedan chair? Stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, Buzz.
What is up, everyone? We are live on AfterBuzzTV.com, the AfterBuzz TV YouTube page, iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify. Liking and subscribing, telling your friends and your foes about the world of AfterBuzz TV as we get ready to break down SmackDown Live. What is up, everybody? I am Josh Tariff. I'm back. I had a nice little vacation visiting some friends in very small, cold Ohio last week. But I am back. Gabby is still in New York because she's just continues to take over the world. And back in his corner, though, because he knows what he did. It's Tom Connolly.
Feels good to be back.
You know what you did. You sat here last week.
I did.
I don't recall giving you permission.
You did the week before.
Did I?
Yeah.
I'm old. I'm forgetting things. I'm very senile in my age.
Yeah. Before we start SmackDown this week, what did you think of SmackDown last week? Were you as disappointed as the rest of us?
I mean, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I was not near any type of cable. I was in literally this town that I was in Ohio. I am not exaggerating. It had two traffic lights and seven churches.
Wow.
I was far from any type of TV, cable. So honestly, I mean, this might be a first. I did not even see last week's SmackDown.
Well, you didn't miss about it. You didn't miss anything. So don't worry.
I heard Sami Zayn ran away from, and we got recaps galore. On this one, yep. From what happened last week.
Yes.
So, I mean, I got that insight. But going into this one, we have one more slew of shows. One more Raw, one more NXT, one more SmackDown before Survivor Series. Mm-hmm. And the battles of brand supremacy.
Yep.
And we don't have all of our brand's teams yet. We have about half of them.
Ridiculous.
We have half of them.
Ridiculous.
Why don't we know everyone on the teams yet?
I don't know. Why don't we know, like, for the Saudi show, we knew, like, 6 weeks in advance who was on Team Hogan and who was on Team Flair.
Right! We know the male Raw team and the male SmackDown team, which we're going to get into. They're still trying to change. Uh-huh. We don't know the NXT male team yet.
Yeah.
We don't know the NXT female team yet. Mm-hmm. And we don't know the Raw female team yet.
Yeah. But it's like maybe Raw, the male team, was put together that first Raw, I think, after the take. Yeah, I think it was.
Okay.
But, I mean, but it's also like the shots were fired when NXT took over SmackDown, basically.
Yeah.
So, okay, Raw got the crap together and was like, this is our team. But, girls, you're okay. We'll figure this out later. NXT, you guys... Since you're in the middle of this blood war for war games, then the next night we're all gonna have to get along.
And that's the thing. It was just like you're gonna have people that were in that very physical war games match be on a team in Survivor. Like, what if someone gets hurt?
Yeah, I know.
God forbid. I mean, they're very dangerous matches.
Yeah.
So,
and plus, it's like to have to go through that the night before. And then have to go through Survivor Series match. It's not as physical. It just depends, I guess, who lasts to the end.
Yeah,
when it really comes down to it.
And I know some people might say, "Is like, oh, well, the Survivor Series, that's a huge tag match, so they're not going to work much." I mean,
We went to that pay-per-view last year.
Yeah.
That match was over an hour long, right?
Yeah, the War Games match, yeah. But I'm like, oh, well, they won't have to do much in a tag team match in Survivor Series. So they're kind of taking it easy. It's just like, not all of them. They're going to have to wrestle at some point in that match. Plus, others are just in regular triple threat matches.
Yes.
So it's going to be, like, I'm very intrigued. I cannot wait to watch it. Not just because I'm excited for the matches. Mm. I just want to see if they can pull it off. Like,
yeah.
Like, if they got to make these last-minute switches.
Uh-huh. Well, then it's also, I feel like either it's going to be announced this week that the winning team of War Games for the women are the team for Survivor Series. To at least put more stakes on it of being like, you know, you guys
won. They got to have five.
Well, they can add someone else. Okay. They can add one more person, Ronda Rousey, to the team for NXT.
That'd be weird.
But not if Baszler's team wins?
No, I guess. Well, getting into figuring out the teams, we start with King Corbin on this week's SmackDown.
King Corbin. Go back to Raw Corbin.
I disagree.
I don't.
What? I know a lot of people hate him, but he's got the role of being like the most hated guy down.
I mean, I agree with you that
way. We love to boo him.
I agree with you that way, but he should not be cutting 10, 15-minute promos.
I agree with that.
In the ring.
I agree with that. Now, he's carried to the ring on a throne, which we later find out is called a sedan chair.
Okay.
Is that an actual... I didn't Google this. I should have.
Yeah.
Josh in the booth, can you Google sedan chair and see if that is an actual thing?
Will do.
Because my thought is, sedan, that's a car.
Yeah.
Chair is a chair. Mm. This did not look like a car seat that he was being brought to the ring on. So, I was like, no, he's being carried like we've seen so many times of classic King of the Ring winners have. Yes. Which I loved. I loved that effect.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I like the idea of he should be carried to the ring every time now.
Yeah.
That should be a 1 week thing.
Josh, did you find something?
I did, yeah. It actually comes from 16th century the UK, actually. So it's pretty much just a chair. It's called a litter as well. Essentially, the royalty would be pulled around in like these really fancy-looking chairs. Like the same way they brought Baron Corbin onto the ring, although the ones...
Those ones, though, the photo that he are low to the ground on the King one, like they're up over their shoulder.
Yeah, these seem like it's more just like to the waist, more or less.
Yeah.
And it's more of a booth rather than a chair itself. Yeah. So I wouldn't necessarily call this a chair. It's more of a booth.
What a crappy job.
Yeah, I don't know. All right.
Yeah.
So in the sedan chair, and apparently Robert Roode and Dolph Ziggler are already in the ring.
I'm fine with that. But we got a 2-hour show. We got to move this along.
And I don't mind if they didn't necessarily have their full intro, but I feel like if they're all getting along, why don't we just start with Roode and Ziggler introducing King Corbin?
Yeah, okay. Yep. And at least like being more on his side. Because I feel like last week we saw them aligning themselves with him for no particular reason.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is because Roman's not the locker room leader.
Yeah, that's the story.
So, yeah.
And, I mean, they continue saying that Roman's a shell of what he used to be, not the locker room leader. Mm-hmm. Corbin is now the new team captain. And Mustafa Ali and Shorty G shouldn't be on that team. Should be Ziggler and Roode. So then... Also, Baron Corbin invites Roman Reigns to the ring, but we get a guy in a dog costume instead, and the dog bends the knee, which then leads to this tag match of Ziggler and Roode versus Shorty G and, as I just mentioned, Mustafa Ali. The name is back. All is right with the world for this instant. Now if we can just have Shorty G stop being Shorty G, I'd be thrilled.
But I think he just needs to get a CBS Evening News piece done on him and magically gets his name back.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Do it on Chad Gable about how he was an Olympian.
Yeah. I mean, let's do it. Let's do it on Rusev, on how he's the Bulgarian Brute, and all of a sudden he's Alexander again. Let's do it on the Viking Raiders and talk about what they did in Japan. Yes. And all of a sudden.
Yeah. Lots of people.
Yeah.
Wait, are we just going to skip over this dog?
I wanted to.
No, I'm not.
The big dog. He was quite a big dog. We never found out who the big dog was.
No.
I was expecting it to get unmasked.
Yeah. I think we're waiting because the dog was still with them later in the show.
Yes.
So it'll be interesting to see who the dog is if we ever get to see who it is. If I worked at Fox Sports or Fox... And I turned on the TV and I'd go, what is happening on my television show right now?
That was the Georgia Bulldog hanging out with Baron Corbin.
Yeah. Why?
Because Georgia Bulldogs a big fan of Baron Corbin.
Were they in Georgia? No, they were in Philadelphia.
No. I'm just saying it kind of looked like the Georgia's mascot of the Georgia Bulldogs.
I think this is I can't believe this is what is happening right now. Like, this is how he's making fun of Roman Reigns with a giant mascot?
You got to remember, his last feud, all the anger was because the guy was short.
I know that.
So this is right on the same level.
But this doesn't add...
It's the same level.
This doesn't add to his heat with the audience. Like,
no, this was just dumb.
Yeah, it is. If I was at Fox, I'd be like, what is happening to my TV show that's supposed to be the more sports-oriented television show?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It looks like the Georgia Bulldog college football that all works together.
I don't know how that dog even... I thought, okay, the dog's coming out. It's walking down the entrance. It's taking its time. All I kept thinking is, come on, Roman Reigns. Spear the hell out of this thing before it even gets to the ring.
I thought Roman was the dog.
Well, yeah.
I thought the dog's mask was going to come off when he was in the ring and it was going to be Roman.
Yeah.
And the dog stays in the corner with Corbin during the time match of Ziggler and Rude versus Gene and Ali, where if Ziggler and Rude win, they replace Shorty G and Mustafa Ali on Team SmackDown. Mm-hmm. Middle of the match, Roman Reigns shows up, Corbin is angry, and the dog runs through the crowd.
Yeah.
And the dog is gone. So then it was just
not
like,
even run, just walk leisurely.
So then my thought was, okay, well, obviously the dog is not Roman Reigns, because here's Roman Reigns. Uh-huh. The dog is too small to be Braun Strowman, who's the other member of this team that had nothing to do with this whole angle.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, wait, who the hell is the dog then?
I don't know. Just someone,
I guess. then a Chaos Theory German suplex and a 450 give Mustafa Ali and Shorty G the win, so they remain on the team. And Corbin, Ziggler, and Rude are angry. Corbin says, I'm going to get this fixed. And the dog is backstage with him. And Corbin and the dog walk away together to solve the problem.
Like, all he needs to do is, I wish he would have held the dog's hand at least.
I wish he was on a leash.
Yeah, at least. Like, that would at least make sense. Where it's like, he was like, then it was like, even when the dog was in the ring, he was like, you know, beg or what he say to him, like, kneel to me, and the dog didn't even do that. Like,
he at one point said shake.
That's a shake,
and the dog didn't shake.
I know. Then it was like he was like shaking in place, and he's like, look at him, he's shaking, and you're like, I can't even tell that that's what he's doing.
Like the person playing the dog misunderstood what Corbin meant by shake.
Yeah, but he should have, like, if he's supposed to be like in charge of him, he should have been like, sit. Lay down, roll over, like, you know,
yeah,
commanding him to do things, and that would have been at least better than him just being like, kneel down at me.
I don't know.
I don't like these Corbin 15-minute promos. I can't do that on SmackDown. We can't do this on SmackDown.
I love the entrance. I didn't mind him talking about how Roman Reigns is a shell of what he used to be. Mm. All that's fine. Did not need it to be 15 minutes. Yeah. Certainly did not need the big dog.
Yeah, no.
So you could have definitely cut that minimum in half.
Yeah.
Now we have Firefly Funhouse, so to cheer us up.
We do.
And interestingly enough, Firefly Funhouse is where this week's Christian's Closet is going to take place.
Uh-oh. You look so... Were you able to get in there?
Oh, I mean, I just watched it from afar.
Oh, right.
No. But the reason is because we have a brand new championship that everyone can now buy. The Universal Championship, as you can see on the screen, is now SmackDown Blue. No more red. Same exact title as before, just blue. And then that photo doesn't show it, but the side plates... For Wyatt has a photo of him as the Fiend.
Yeah.
And it's really, really cool.
Yeah.
But, so, I mean, my thought with it, I was never really a fan of the Universal title, because I felt like the red color was weird.
Yeah.
The blue is better because it's easier on the eyes.
Yeah.
But it's still weird having the color.
Yeah, I don't... But then it's like, how do you really do anything with the... Unless you change the WWE to red.
Well,
but I don't want them to do that either, though. No. I think that would be really stupid.
And here's the thing that I find interesting. And I don't know why this just recently dawned on me. Mm. So what do we call all the fans of WWE? What do we call them? What's their name?
The Universe.
The WWE Universe. Uh-huh. The Universe is bigger than the world.
Uh-huh.
The Universe is overseeing everything.
Yeah.
So why is the Universal title designated to one show?
Because
shouldn't it be overseeing the entire thing?
Because we can't do that. We can't be on two shows at once.
No. Then you don't name the title a Universal title.
But they did it after the fans. That was their whole thing before.
Yeah, okay. But then if you're naming off the fans, you're leaving half of your fans out because it's not including on one of the shows.
I know. I don't make the idea and make the rules in here.
You know they listen to us.
I know, but I didn't like when it was called the Universal title anyway.
Yeah.
Because it makes no sense.
I mean,
but then it's like, why is it just
point,
the Raw Men's Championship?
Yeah,
but then it's like, it's the SmackDown Women's Championship, the Raw Women's Championship, the SmackDown Men's Championship.
Yeah. I mean, if they want to say heavyweight or world champion fine, but the Raw World Champion, the SmackDown World Champion,
yes.
fine.
I think they need something to make it different, make the shows different. Because why isn't it just a black title with a red in the middle or the blue in the middle like the women's?
Right.
Right? Like...
The women's titles are fantastic.
I know. Don't worry. They'll make them blue and red soon enough.
And the internet's been having a field day with it. There's a meme on screen right now where it says, new fiery Doritos Loco Taco red and then new cool ranch Doritos Locos title.
That sounds about right. That sounds about right.
That's awesome.
I prefer nacho cheese over cool ranch.
I like Cool Ranch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, we differ there.
But I mean, the blue is fine.
Yeah.
I do like the blue better than red. Maybe just blue is, one of my favorite colors, so it just kind of works out that way.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. It's here to stay, people. Until it goes back to Raw next draft.
Which will be in like 4 months.
Yeah.
Braun Strowman kind of against the B team and Drew Gulak. It didn't become an official match, so we don't need the bell. Sorry. Take the bell back. Are we able to do that? Thank you. Because they all just kind of brawl a little bit. Gulak eventually runs away. So I'm happy at least that Gulak wasn't destroyed in this. I'm still thinking it's going to end up with that little prediction I said a few weeks ago that Gulak is going to try to offer to be tag team with Braun, be the brains on the Braun.
But I think it's going to end up being... It seemed like after last week, they're leading to a Tyson Fury-Strowman tag team.
Yeah,
eventually.
Oh, no, I'm not saying the tag team is going to happen. I'm going to say Gulak is going to offer it.
Oh, gotcha.
And called the brains on the Braun.
Mm.
But yeah, so Strowman just destroyed everybody. And he should have been involved in that crazy melee before with everything with Team SmackDown because he's on Team SmackDown.
I know. Like, I don't...
And nothing... And he was just there destroying the B team.
Uh-huh.
That was that.
Yeah. But it's like while you have all these NXT people there, like, why aren't they attacking Strowman as well?
Yeah.
Like, there's...
Well, they're afraid.
I know, but I think by attacking someone like that shows they're not afraid. You know?
Sure.
Like, you're going after the biggest guy on the team. The biggest guy in WWE right now. Like, size-wise and strength-wise.
Yeah.
Why not try to take him out now so he can't even make it to Survivor Series?
Well, they have one more SmackDown. We don't even know who's on the NXT team yet anyway, so.
I just feel like we had such strong people the last, or 2 weeks ago, with, like, Keith Lee and Riddle.
Yep.
And it's like, why aren't those guys going after him? Because I think...
If Dijakovic walked down there stare down with Braun, I would have gone nuts.
Yeah, there's so many people that they could have used in this situation.
Yeah.
Where it's like, we'll get into it later with the attacks, but I thought it was weak this week.
Mm.
Weak.
Well, we have Daniel Bryan and Sami Zayn along with Nakamura. Mm. They want to know, because Bryan's going to be on Miz TV later, we need to know, will you join up with us? And Daniel Bryan says, No, because you ran away mm-hmm. when I would have needed help last
week. I didn't run away.
You didn't run away?
I thought you were behind me.
You sure?
I thought you were right behind me.
You didn't hear me screaming in pain? You didn't hear any of that?
No, once the door closed, it was a soundproof room, so I thought you ran the other way after I came out.
But so once the door shut and you turned around and realized I wasn't there, you didn't try to come back?
I never stopped. I just kept running.
Then how'd you know I was right behind you?
I figured you were just... I heard footsteps.
See, it's because of this I'm not going to join your group, Sami Zayn. End scene. So Daniel turns him down. And I feel like that's a big letdown from where this was going to go.
Yeah.
Tag team title rematch from last week. Mm-hmm. So last week when I was not here, you got to witness the New Day become seven-time tag team champions.
Seven times.
Quick question before we really get into this match. Now that New Day has had the tag titles for seven times, are they the greatest WWE tag team ever?
I want to say yes. Longest reigning. Have they had it the most times that ever?
No, Dudley's.
Oh, Dudley's is like 10.
Nine or 10.
Okay. I would say they're better than... Yeah, I'm going to say that.
You're going to say they're the greatest tag team of all time.
I have to think... I'm like trying to think of other tag teams that have been as dominant and have stayed
for
a team...
For that long. It's been like a five-year window now.
Stayed a team, stuck around, still relevant, and people still excited when they win number seven. Because, you know, it gets to a point where some people are like...
They're like, again?
Oh, my gosh, we're giving it to these guys again?
Right.
They put on great matches.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they may be. Like, they're going down in the top three.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying you're right or wrong. I'm just curious what you think.
Yeah. And the fact that there's three of them, it works to where you've had different matchups team-wise. But they're still, a unit.
Mm-hmm.
So either two of them work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they have different styles on whatever he said. Because, I really think, the Kofi Xavier pairing when they have it is fun because they're just so fast.
Yeah.
But then Big E with Kofi, we have, is so unique as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they got a very, very
Are you
very
happy
fun...
that they won? Are you glad they put the titles back on them or no?
Well, I feel like this was the alternative that they had to come up with due to Xavier's injury. Because now we're pretty much losing... what was going to happen with Kofi.
I don't think we're losing it. I think this is still part of the story.
Do you think it will still be added on with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I can't tell where they're going with this. At least I thought last week...
I almost feel like it was just brush under the rug because, Xavier got hurt. We can't suddenly make Kofi snap. Tag champs again!
But I don't think he's going to snap on them. That's the thing.
No.
So, I think if anything, this could lead to them turning heel.
Mm.
Maybe. I don't know.
They sell too much merch.
Because this is the thing that makes no sense now. We have no what's his name? Lesnar.
Right.
On SmackDown. So Kofi can't even get revenge on him.
Nope.
Could be Survivor Series.
Well, that's what's coming up.
I know. That's when he could get his revenge on Lesnar.
Oh, well, he can just interfere in a match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
He could.
I mean, I wouldn't mind Rey Mysterio being WWE champion again.
I mean, based on the circumstances, no, I wouldn't mind it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So New Day, they're defending the tag titles against Revival in a rematch. I love during the intros and everything, the sports craze of the last week has been the way Dallas Cowboy quarterback Dak Prescott was warming up before a game, and he was like pretending to throw the ball, and he's doing this like hip twist to like stretch his hip and his groin, and is just taken off now as just like everyone's imitating it to dance.
Uh-huh.
And during the intros, Kofi was standing in the ring doing the Dak Prescott dance. If you're a football nerd like me, you would have caught on to that. That's why Tom didn't.
Nope, I didn't. Sorry.
It's all right. This was, I felt, a really fast-paced match.
This was way better than the match last week.
Like, they were just on full acceleration. Mm-hmm. It never slowed down.
Yeah.
And eventually the Undisputed Era show up, and they destroy everybody, causing a no contest. And then, they're standing tall because we're hyping up New Day versus Viking Raiders versus Undisputed Era in their triple threat tag match of Survivor Series. Although in that case, honestly, I would have rathered it be Revival in that match than New Day.
Yeah.
Because those are the three greatest NXT tag teams.
Yeah. But I think that's why they put...
That's why they didn't want that to happen.
Yeah. But I don't... But why, though? They're on Raw. They're on SmackDown now. The Revival have been caught up for, like, 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like... Is that... Like, that's where I feel the management people... Like, they go, oh, but we don't have WWE guys in there. We don't have Raw or SmackDown guys in there. And you're like, no, those are Raw and SmackDown guys. They're just on – they were just came from NXT. Like,
yeah.
Big E came from NXT. Yep. Xavier Woods came from NXT.
Yep. They all been. 80% of your roster
is NXT alum.
So they broke up, so that match stopped. So then we have – to relieve us, Heavy Machinery comes out for a tag match against two local guys whose names I did not get.
Yeah.
I didn't get their names, but there was really no need.
No.
Compactor, Heavy Machinery win. We don't really need it. There was nothing else with that. They just came up and won the match.
I know, but why are we doing this? There's not enough time. Like,
we don't have all the Survivor Series teams announced, and we're doing the squash match.
Yeah. Like, I don't, okay, sure. I guess that's what we're doing now. Yeah. But it's like they were supposed to have a match last week, but then they got beat up. But it's like they weren't going to fight those guys last week.
Oh, yeah, they were. This was a buildup.
They flew those guys out.
They flew them out. They're like, we had a match. We want that match.
But then the fact that you don't even get these guys on the mic, like at least give them a mic and go, last week we got beat down by Imperium. Don't worry, guys. That receipt's coming back to you, or something. At least anything to keep this little.
They forgot about it.
I didn't forget. The people at home didn't forget. Continuity. Come on, people. But that takes 2 seconds. Even if nothing ever happens from it, it's just the fact that they at least address it.
Yeah.
But no. 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 Let's just act like it never happened. But didn't they show a replay of it happening too before the match?
I think so.
I think they did, yeah.
Bayley versus Nikki Cross. If Nikki wins, she is added to Team SmackDown. That is captained by Sasha Banks.
Okay.
Yeah. So non-title match.
Yep.
But if Nikki wins, she's still involved in kind of that story, and that should still put her in line for a future title shot if she beats the champ.
Yep.
Okay, this can make sense. Uh-huh. Fine. She's been kind of back and forth with Bayley the last several weeks. Uh-huh. All right. I like it. 30 seconds into the match, Shayna Baszler shows up.
Uh-huh.
Then the NXT women show up. Then the women's locker room for SmackDown empties out. Mm. And we brawl. And Shayna and Bayley just start fighting through the stands. And we never see or hear from them again. No cameras follow them, apparently.
How about the fact that Tegan Nox just punches Bayley outside the ring. And the ref doesn't stop the match and say, the match is over. Disqualification.
And Nikki wins.
At least she makes it on the team that way.
Right. but so then we have Sasha, Nikki Cross, Dana Brooke, and Carmella, as well as Sonya and Mandy came out and were brawling with Rhea Ripley, Tegan Nox, Dakota Kai, and Mia Yim. Mm. Mia Yim, 48 hours prior, pretty much died in a ladder match.
Yeah, I can't believe she was there.
And she is there. So, again, going back to what we were saying, like, War Games going to be the night before. What the hell is going to happen? And so it's a 6-on-4. Mm. Eventually, Sonya and Mandy leave, and it's an 8-woman tag match.
Mm. But, like, why wouldn't they stay out there? You know Shane is still in the building somewhere.
But we never see her again.
I know that. I know. But I'm just saying, we know she's in the building. She could show up at any time. Why not hang out next to it? What else are you doing? You're going to go in back and sit in catering, hang out?
But my point on all this is, all of a sudden, SmackDown women looked like the heels. Because all of a sudden, they had the 6-on-4 advantage. We then have the 8-women tag match, which was just chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki Cross hits the purge on Dakota Kai for the win, which... This is where it makes sense in the NXT story-wise, because in NXT, they're saying Dakota's been the weak link, so that's why she's like the one that's not making any of the teams.
Yep.
So she's the one who happens to get pinned. Hey, progressing a storyline. Love it.
But
she's going to be the one to take the title from Shayna Baszler. Anyway.
But also, like, the thing that I wish it would have been brought up on this to kind of tie it into the NXT of, like, even if just, like, Rhea Ripley, like, powerbombed her or something. Because it, there's obviously – there's that, you know, a feud between them as well because she didn't pick her for the team.
Yeah.
So, or if she just went up to her and were like, see, this is why you didn't make our team. You are the weak link. You know,
but,
and then just left. But
then as soon as the match ended, they continued the brawl again. Then Sonya, Mandy, and now Tamina.
Oh, Tamina was out
Tamina
there?
Tamina was there.
I didn't see Tamina.
So now it was...
This was such chaos.
It was 7-on-4.
Uh-huh.
The NXT women had to retreat. Again, Shayna and Bayley, no idea where they are.
Yeah.
Sasha, who was talking crap about Nikki Cross the last several weeks, all of a sudden, they're buddy-buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was announced that Nikki Cross has been added to the SmackDown team. Mm. I guess because she got the pin in the match, but the stipulation was if she beat Bayley, which she technically did. No, they just said no contest.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, what the hell happened?
I thought the whole thing was so... It was very weak. I thought the NXT attack was real weak. I didn't like how they just... The girls just jumped out of the ring and then, like, stood over the barricade. Like if you're going to come in and attack people, let's just keep fighting until the refs need to break you up.
Ref, security, not, whatever, yeah.
Not just you guys like, oh, no, they're beating us up too much. Let's jump out of the ring. Because I hate the idea that the rope is like a force field that you can't cross.
Mm.
That makes no sense to me. Because you can easily jump out and go after them. There's no one's stopping you when there's not refs stopping you to do it. So why is that a thing where, oh, if I'm over the barricade, you can't come after me. I'm safe over here. The fans don't care. The fans want them to fight.
Yeah.
I thought that was weak. I thought the end was weak where it's like they – like I thought NXT looked real weak this –
Right, and that's what I'm saying because like the way NXT has been, all right, even if they're outnumbered, they should still be fighting and then everything broken up with refs and security.
Yep.
So the SmackDown roster could have the upper hand in the brawl because it is 7-on-4.
Yeah.
But NXT, but the women should not be retreating, especially for the fact that the NXT, all four of the NXT women in this match are all faces.
Yeah.
And they all ran.
Uh-huh.
And SmackDown at least, acted like the heels, and they were the ones who stood tall.
But then at least if you're going to run.
This made no sense.
If you're going to run, just leave. Like, at least Undisputed Era, they left.
Yeah.
They wouldn't stand there going, come on, you can come get us. You know, we really want to fight you, but, you know, we're going to stand outside the ring. I didn't like this at all. I just thought everything was just way too chaotic. It was like nobody knew what they were doing. It was so random, and I just didn't like it. It didn't help the match at Survivor Series.
If you thought this was random, how about ending the show with Miz TV?
That wasn't random at all. I don't know what you're talking about.
So Dan O'Brien is the guest on Miz TV.
Mm.
Now, I love that they continue their hatred towards each other, even though Dan O'Brien is essentially a face now and Miz is definitely a face.
Yeah.
But they still hate each other.
Which is awesome.
Which is great.
When do you ever see two good guys, like, not put their differences aside?
Yeah. Now that part is great. Miz is asking, you know, why did the Fiend attack you? Dan O'Brien's not answering. Miz goes on. He sees you're not the same superstar you were 10 years ago. You're conflicted on who you are. And I think the Fiend sees that you're washed up and he wants to be the one to end Daniel Bryan. Dan O'Brien says, Miz TV sucks. And the crowd starts booing Daniel Bryan. Because they love Miz TV. Mm. And...
Which is very shocking. I can't believe that crowd got booed.
The crowd is more into Miz TV than Dan O'Brien. This happened. Only Philly.
Yeah.
And then Dan O'Brien goes on this tangent about how I have the mental instability and the passion. And this is why no one understands me. Now I'm concerned for Dan O'Brien's mental stability. And he says, Bray is mentally unstable, too. It's like, wait, you're saying you're just as mentally unstable as a guy who, on one hand, is doing a Mr. Rogers show, and the next, he's the monster?
Yeah.
And you're the same person?
I thought you just wanted us to recycle, Daniel.
Right.
Damn.
So then he's interrupted by Bray in a Firefly Funhouse. So, now, Tom, you said you watched this a few times over.
Yeah.
I only watched it once. Mm-hmm. Tell me if I understood everything that happened here.
Okay.
So Bray appears on the Tron. Bray brings up that maybe he, as in the Fiend, remembers what you did to him.
Uh-huh.
So in my mind, I'm thinking, going back to when Daniel Bryan joined the Wyatt family and double-crossed him.
Yeah, thought maybe, oh, maybe we're going to see a clip at least of something.
Of seeing, oh, this is bringing the storyline back.
Yep.
And then Bray shows the new Universal title to Daniel Bryan and saying, do you want to play, as in, do you want to compete, and I'm giving you a shot at the title? Mm. I just need to hear that one magical word. Mm. Daniel Bryan says no repeatedly. Mm. So to me, that means Daniel Bryan has turned down an opportunity for the Universal Championship. However, then Daniel Bryan challenges Bray Wyatt to a fight for the Universal Championship. And then Bray says yes, yes, yes. Why? Bray offered a title shot. Daniel Bryan said no. Mm. Daniel Bryan then said, give me a title shot. And Bray said yes. Am I understanding this correctly?
I guess.
Did I miss something?
No, but it was super awkward and weird. And then, I mean, I love the yes chants from Bray.
Yeah.
They're awesome. Just like, I can't believe that went on for like, I don't know, a minute. Just him,
but getting more angry.
And angrier as it went on. But then it goes back to, and then, like, someone was definitely in Miz's ear of being like, hey, you need to announce that there's a title match now that they're fighting. Because nobody else really understands what's going on.
No one understood, and there was probably like an extra 30 seconds. So I'm like, Miz, filler, announce that this match is happening.
But when you have someone like The Miz and Daniel Bryan in the ring, like, that's when I feel like, because there's actually tension between them, and Daniel Bryan staring at the screen, that's when I would have Miz come up and, like, grab Daniel Bryan on the shoulder, at least, and Daniel Bryan, like, turn around, like, thinking it was Bray, to, like, fight him, and Miz be like, whoa, 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 like, I'm not trying to fight you, but, Daniel, you really want to fight The Fiend at Survivor Series for the Universal title? And then Daniel Bryan can just be like, yes.
No, you wouldn't say that.
Well, I guess you wouldn't say that. No, I know. But
it was like, sure.
Yeah. Or if he just looked at him and was like, I'm not going to fight him. I'm going to beat him for the Universal title. And then drop the mic and walk out.
So then we go from play to wrestle to fight to beat.
Yeah.
Bray asked him for it. He said no. And then he just repeated the same question.
Mm.
Why?
I don't know. Because we don't have enough time. Like, they're trying to cram all this stuff in.
Well, they apparently had the extra time for Miz to then make that extra announcement.
I mean, I know. Because it was awkward. It was an awkward ending. But I at least thought we were going to see a flashback of him turning on Bray and not being a part of the...
Sure.
Like, at least that would have made... Like, because that's... It's like, what are you referencing?
Because for people who might have not watched from 4 or 5 years ago, they don't know what he meant.
But that was also... If you look in the history of Daniel Bryan that year... That moment.
With a slow yes.
That moment there in that cage match where he did have that, where he did turn.
Yeah.
Was so, I think, reaffirming to everyone that this is the guy that should be fighting for the title at WrestleMania. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a crowd respond like that with the slow yes chant. Like, it was awesome.
Yeah.
and it's like, that's what we want to be reminded of, or at least know what's happening.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, they got one more episode, so maybe they'll bring it up.
And we didn't even get a Fiend appearance at all tonight. At least I thought that was going to happen. That's why he was just standing in the ring. I was thinking either they were going to be like, all right, thanks for watching SmackDown tonight, and it was going to be like, boom, boom. And, like, even if it just went off and he didn't attack him and he just showed up behind Daniel Bryan... And then they were like, oh, you could see exclusive stuff on...
Lights could have went out. It could have just been a laugh.
Yeah.
That's all it needed to be.
Yeah.
You didn't need them to attack each other.
No. Yeah.
This last half hour of the show was just so confusing.
Yeah. Or at least have him, like, attack The Miz. Like, something random where you think he's going after Daniel Bryan, and then he attacks The Miz. at least just to like keep it up of him just attacking random people.
Or the lights go out, the laugh comes on, and Wyatt's nowhere to be seen. Dan O'Brien then snaps and attacks Miz.
Yeah.
Because he's just as mentally unstable.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that'd be cool.
He's just as unstable. Clearly. All right. We only got a few minutes left. Uh-huh. I know Gabby's not here, but we got a couple wrestling rap items that do need to be discussed. The biggest story in WWE this week was at the very end of last week's WWE Backstage, we had the official return of one CM Punk.
Who?
Phil Brooks.
Oh, okay, yep. That guy. Yeah.
He is back with Fox, covering as an analyst for WWE Backstage. If you watch the insider video of him arriving to the studios that Fox has put social media, it was really cool. And he brought up the point and said, when they were talking to me, they're like, we have A-Rod for baseball, we have Troy Aikman for football, we want you to be our guy for WWE. So obviously social media went crazy, and now all the superstars are just like, Punk's back, fight me. As of right now, the plan is him just being an analyst on WWE Backstage. But obviously, if we're already at this point, who knows what might happen down the road.
Yeah.
But
money talks.
Has hell officially frozen over? Because CM Punk is back.
Hell will not freeze over until we get him in the actual ring. This is like a deal with Fox. It's not a deal with WWE. It's, you know, to report on WWE. I think we have to see what happens on next week on the show. Like, let's see what he says, how he acts.
I think a lot of people are going to be. I'm looking forward to it because obviously he's one of the most brilliant wrestling minds. He is. But I'm like, with all the other advertisement photos and stuff, like, it's him in a suit.
Yeah.
So I can see him being very professional. Might have a couple zingers here or there, but he's really just going to be breaking down the storylines and the characters. I don't foresee this being any type of real pipe bombs. Now, they may create a little segment of him to do some type of pipe bomb. Mm. But I don't think it's going to be the type of CM Punk that the casual fan is expecting.
But I also think on that show, like, watching it now, they're very, like,
they're very loose.
Very opinionated.
Yeah.
Like, if something sucks, they go, oh, this sucks.
Yeah.
Like, the Rusev stuff. Can we stop doing that? Like, they're like, can we stop this storyline? Like, it's interesting to watch WWE people talk trash about WWE storylines and stuff. Where it's like, yeah, you're friends with those people.
Right.
And you're like, oh, this storyline sucks. This person I don't like. Yeah, you know, you're like, wow, you guys are just going for it, which I think is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'll depend. I think he's going to just be... I think he'll be fine on the show. Do you think? I think he's good at eventually wrestle.
I mean, he might. If he does, it would be 2020's WrestleMania. If he doesn't wrestle then, I don't think he wrestles at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that one's like about six months from now.
Yeah.
Build something up. Because if you waited a year and a half, then the chance would have slipped by and people were like, eh, whatever at that point.
Well, you've just been like, it'd be like, you know, like if A-Rod was like, I'm coming back to baseball.
Yeah.
Now. He's been an analyst for a couple years, I think, right?
Yeah.
It'd be like, oh, okay. Why are you coming back now? We kind of passed you by.
Yeah.
I think it'll be interesting to see.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to watch this Tuesday night for WWE Backstage. Yeah. That is for sure.
It'll get some good ratings.
It's going to get great ratings, and I'm going to be all ears to see what he has to say on whatever topics they want to go over.
Yeah.
One other quick topic I want to bring up, because it's news for us. It's very happy news. For those of you that tuned in to this week's 205 Live, hailing from Philly, because it was aired right after SmackDown.
Yep.
You might have saw a familiar face and heard a familiar voice, for that was our AfterBuzz alum, Mr. John Quasto, calling the action on his television debut in his hometown, getting to do play-by-play with Aiden English. You can't write this stuff.
Yep.
It was hilarious.
He didn't get trashed on. You know
he did not. No, he did a great job with Aiden English. He threw a fun little jab at me just for fun because like I messaged him just like, you know, like I'm something like, congrats, dude, you just made your main roster debut. And he was like, well, NXT is main roster. So it's just I was on this show. I'm like, touche. But he got to be on commentary, and it's just continuing to show the hustle and the hard work paying off for him. I cannot be happier for him.
If you
haven't watched it yet, shame on you. Go check it out and listen to him, and make sure you know tweet him at Jake Wasto and tell him how awesome he did on 205 Live. And hopefully that's the first of many appearances on WWE programming that we will see him.
Yes, congrats to him.
Yes.
Philly boy, yes.
Even though I am about to beat him in fantasy football this week. Congrats anyway, Johnny. Congrats. But that's how we're going to wrap this baby up this week. Gabby, hopefully, will be back next week. I don't know her schedule. She's taking over the world. I have no idea where she's at. But I'm here, and Tom's here.
Yep.
And you can chat with us on social media. Tom, how could we reach out to you?
You can find me Twitter, Instagram, TomTheCom. Also, check out my Etsy store, Connolly Central. It's almost Christmas time, so get those Christmas gifts.
Hey, you know what other Christmas gifts they could do?
I know where they can go to.
Where could they go?
Pro Wrestling Tees.
That's right. All salutes and specials are going to be happening over Black Friday.
Oh, yeah.
The week of Black Friday. So if you go to ProWrestlingTees.com/Christian Rosenberg with my wrestling gimmick, those shirts are still for sale over to Black Friday week coming up. There will be 20% off those, and then there are all different types of specials off all other fun, awesome products on that website. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Josh_Tariff. And for all your other AfterBuzz TV news and gossip, follow me on Twitter at AfterBuzz TV. Thanks for tuning in. For Tom Connolly, I am Josh Tariff, and we will see you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.